Okay, let's talk about cost. I do not want the cost of this program to be an obstacle in the way of you becoming an extraordinary American, an extraordinary Christian, and an extraordinary human being. But we do have to talk about costs. It's an important consideration. And it's not just the price of enrolling in this program, it's the commitment that you need to make the best use of this program. Now, the first thing I want to say beyond the five things that are listed on the webpage you're looking at right now is that I will not allow a money or a monetary consideration to be an obstacle in the way of you enrolling. If you are poorer than I am, and you are, for example, a homeless person accessing this website in a public library, or you were really hit hard by the recession and you lost your job, don't have any money, I will do what I can to rustle up donations to help fund a scholarship for you. So just go to the very bottom of the page, describe your circumstances, describe how you can benefit from this program, and we'll get you in, at least to the group level coaching. So there's no excuse for not enrolling. Now, to the five things I have at the top of the page, there's another excuse for not enrolling, and that is you're afraid you're going to lose your money because this is some kind of sham program. Well, I've put too much effort into this to be a sham, and as I said, I'll enroll you in the program for free if that's a problem for you. There's no risk. If you don't like this program, if you sign up for any matter of time and you just think it's not worth it, or it's not good for you, it's not a good fit, you don't like the background pictures I use on the website, whatever, I'll send you your money back. It's not a big deal. I don't want there to be any risk on your part. Now, let's go beyond that. If you complete this program, which I've described elsewhere as basically an 8 to 10 unit college course, interdisciplinary, multi-school, multi-college, university level course for a whole year, 365 classroom days, I've described that as a major program. If you complete the program, in fact, actually, even if you don't complete the program, you can still become one of our affiliate coaches. It's a marketing program that we use to get more people into the program, and you get paid to be a coach. You get paid to be a mentor. You sign up friends at work or at church or your neighbors or your relatives, and we will pay you a commission, more than 50% of the total cost of enrollment, so that after two people, you're starting to make money. Now, the idea of costs is not just how much you have to pay for this program, how much is your enrollment fee, how much is going to be charged to your credit card. There are other costs involved. One of these costs is called opportunity costs, and that means what do you lose if you decide to enroll in this program and work the program? Well, we've already said we want you to cut out 1 hour a day of the mainstream media and substitute actually maybe a smaller amount of time with the George Washington coaching program or any other coaching program through the Vine and Fig Tree websites. And that's something that you might have considered as being too expensive. You just want to keep your mainstream entertainment, your mainstream escapism. You don't want to sacrifice that. Well, that's one of the costs of being in the program. A second opportunity cost is the lost opportunity you have to make money doing something else. You could go to McDonald's and flip burgers and make some money, probably $3,000 or $4,000 by working in a fast food restaurant rather than working through this coaching program. If you're a lawyer or a doctor or you're a really savvy entrepreneur, every day losing an hour to developing a biblical worldview, that might be a cost too great for you. You'd rather bill a lot of hours and make a lot of money doing something else. So that's a cost you have to consider. Now there are other costs. It's been my experience that if you put a greater or higher allegiance is given to God or the Bible rather than to the government, that could cost you. It could cost you your job. On other pages, and I've got a link on this page, to court cases which have shown that if your allegiance to God or your allegiance to the Bible is greater than your allegiance to the government, then you will lose your job if you work for the government in any capacity. Even if you want just be an attorney, which has been my experience, if they find out that your allegiance to God is greater than your allegiance to the government, you can't become an attorney. So there are costs involved. We're talking about a very radical transformation of your life. We're talking about emulating the best advice of those who were considered outlaws, traitors, those who were hung for their crimes against the government. And so you need to count the costs. This is just not entertainment. This is not just head knowledge. This is a practical transformational program which could have some significant effects on you. In addition to losing your job, you might be targeted in some way. I can't guarantee that. One thing I've never done is spend the time to do FOIA stand for? FOIA. Why does that slip my mind right now? Freedom of Information Act. Yes, I'm sorry. I've never wanted to do a Freedom of Information Act to find out what kind of files the government is holding on me, because I might be disappointed and there might not be any files. They might not even know who I am. But I'd like to think that they've taken note of me. And, well, that could be a problem. I mean, I laugh as an armchair revolutionary of some sort here. I laugh a little bit, but it could be serious. And you never know, as this program develops and as its popularity increases and as more people become enrolled, it might just get on somebody's radar. We urge you, in fact, encourage you to be salt and light. Jesus said, be the salt of the earth, be the light of the world, let your light be known. And that means in some cases being politically active, or at least being politically vocal, communicating with politicians, bureaucrats, and other paid killers, and tell them what you think, and tell them in a courteous and respectful, but nevertheless a forthright and even bold way, that they're involved in something that's unethical and immoral, and that they should repent. And this kind of practical step of action could land you, it could be costly. So you need to consider these costs. I think a more important way to ask the question is, what would be the cost of not enrolling in this program? Even if the cost of this program were just a penny, there's lots of costs involved. But the big cost is, what's going to happen to you? What's going to happen to your life if you do not take a program and enroll in a coaching program to become an extraordinary American, an extraordinary Christian, and an extraordinary human being? What are the costs of being ordinary? What are the costs of not loving the Lord your God with your whole heart, all your mind, all your might, all your soul? What is the cost of failing to please God? What is the cost of not having the Lord, the supreme judge of the world, to quote the Declaration of Independence? What is the cost of that judge not saying to you, well done, thou good and faithful servant? What is the cost of being ordinary, and even worse, being lukewarm, so that Jesus says that you make him sick, you make him nauseated, he's going to vomit you out of his mouth? I don't think that's a pretty costly. That's the greatest cost that any human being can endure. So you need to consider, if you don't enroll in this program, what will be the cost ultimately of your not taking steps to become extraordinary? And if instead you decide to remain ordinary, remain lukewarm, and for the salt to lose its savor, that is an extraordinary cost. So you need to consider the cost of not enrolling. Maybe you've made New Year's resolutions before and you've said, I'm going to read the Bible and I'm going to read another important book and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that, but you didn't do it. And you didn't do it because you didn't have a coach, you didn't have someone nagging you, you didn't have anybody to whom you were accountable, you didn't have kindred spirits and like-minded fellow travelers that you could talk to and you could be encouraged even by their progress. All of these things we're going to provide for you if you enroll in the program, and the cost of not enrolling in the program, I think, should be considered prohibitive. I think you're going to be more committed and you're going to gain more out of the program if you, well, invest fully in the program. And I think it's a moral obligation. I think you can see that just from what you've seen, just on the links of the web pages you've already seen, there's a lot of material. I've put up in the neighborhood of 3,000 web pages on the internet, and they're all available free. You can access all of these, but it's the program, it's the commitment, it's the daily effort, it's the system that helps you achieve a goal. And that's really what you're paying for, is the design of this system and the coaching program. So I would like to suggest that the money is not an obstacle. You've found ways to spend more money than this program costs on other things which have not made you extraordinary, on entertainment kinds of things, things which there's nothing wrong with them, but you just have to decide what your priority is and what your commitment is. Keep in mind some of the advantages to signing up for this program. I think they're extraordinary, and I've listed them there. The advantages to being willing to have to experience, as the proverb describes, iron sharpening iron, to be sharpened by someone whose views you may not agree with in total. You just may be offended at some of the views that you're going to hear in this program, but you'll be forced to think. You'll be forced to become a sharper mind, a sharper intellect, and hopefully you'll also be forced to become better in your character, more Christ-like in your character, even as you deal with people that you don't agree with in every respect. And one of the most discouraging things to me is that people who agree on 99% of the issues of the day, whether they're theological doctrines or political issues or whatever, two people who can agree on 99% will split up, will excommunicate each other over the 1%. And I think that's destructive. We need to cultivate a kind of unity. We need to hang together. And hopefully, we can learn how to work together, even in spite of little differences, which we might consider big differences. I know we always consider these little differences big differences because we think to ourselves, if you're logically consistent with that little error of yours, it's going to take you totally astray, and you're going to be 100% a fascist or an atheist or a heretic of some kind. And so I think we need to develop character traits of patience that are willing to continue working with each other, making progress toward our common goal of becoming extraordinary Americans, extraordinary Christians, and extraordinary human beings. You'll learn to rethink a lot of issues that maybe you have, maybe you've already come to new conclusions about some issues. Maybe you have you're already thinking, gee, I've made a big change in my thinking to embrace the X doctrine or the Y party or something like that. But there's a lot more ahead of you. I can guarantee you that, because I've made changes in my life, and I'm always staggered when I run up against another strange, uncharted place on the map where I'm going, uh-oh, I've got to rethink this one too. It's a continuing process of lifelong learning and lifelong growth. So no matter where you are along that path, I think you'll find that the path still stretches out ahead of you. And if you work with people who agree with you and are committed to making that journey, I think you'll be benefited immensely. So, how do we assess the costs? Well, we've got a link there on this page, which says a kind of a cost comparison link to assess how much other people are paying for coaching programs. There's a real industry of coaching. There's a lot of coaches out there. It's a very growing industry. A lot of mainstream periodicals and sources have taken note of all the coaches out there. And some of them are good. Some of them are great. Some of them are not too good. Some of them are a waste of time. You need to assess the program and its suitability for you. I think we got a really awesome coaching program here, and I think it's worth more than a lot of the other programs cost. We're very competitively priced. I've got the story there of Alexander III of Macedon, Alexander the Greek, who conquered most of the Mediterranean world, much of Europe and Asia, became known as Alexander the Great. Alexander the Great had a coach. His coach's name was Aristotle. That's right, the Aristotle, one of the greatest, or some regard him as a great philosopher. Aristotle was Alexander the Great's coach or tutor, mentor. Now, it's interesting that word great in the Greek, Alexander the Great, is megas. We get our word mega, megabit, mega everything. It's a common prefix. But it's interesting that it's found in a couple of really interesting passages that I'm really fond of. For example, a passage we use to discuss why Christians should not be archists. That passage in Mark chapter 10, where the disciples are arguing over who's going to be the greatest, who's going to be like Alexander the Great in the kingdom of God. And they were both wanting to be great. But Jesus says, greatness doesn't come by conquest. It doesn't come by imperialism. It doesn't come by imposing your will on others and forcing them to bend the knee before you. True greatness comes by service. And I would also maintain true greatness in the biblical sense comes from a daily study of the Bible. Now, if you wanted to pay Aristotle to be your coach, I think you'd have to pay him a pretty good sum. I mean, the Aristotle. Of course, Alexander the Great could afford it. He had the world's wealth at his fingertips. But consider if you wanted to hire someone to be your coach in a biblical sense, to help you read through the Bible, to help you, as George Washington said, learn the religion of Jesus Christ, to understand the concept, the philosophy that made America the most prosperous and most admired nation in history, which we've summed up as liberty under God. And by liberty, we mean a free market system of persuasion rather than violence and coercion. When we say a nation under God, we're talking about something that people might say, well, you're trying to impose a theocracy, but it's a whole concept of how morality and religion are the keys to liberty and a smooth and prosperous functioning society, as America's founding fathers pointed out, and a program to help develop the future-oriented, far-sighted optimism that real, genuine, substantial, and robust progress is possible, that world peace is possible, that a free and harmonious economy, a humane economy, is really possible, and that the world is not headed straight for Armageddon. Now, those five things, the Bible, the religion of Jesus Christ, capitalism, liberty under God, theocracy, and optimism, that's an extraordinary course of study that's really life-changing. And if you wanted to hire someone to read to you from those five works, those five sources, every day for 365 days, how much would that cost you? I think that it's important to realize that God does require daily study, not just daily once a day, but even throughout the day, to keep your mind focused on these things, to be discussing these things with others, to make it a matter of conversation, to be make it a matter of common pursuit and commonly held goals in your work, in your business, with your family, with your kids at school, every area of your life. Be thinking about, what does God's Word say about this? And this is, like I said, a university course, which you can take in large part if you're commuting to work an hour a day. That's all it needs to go through this. You get the MP3s, you listen to them in your car, and you can get through those five works in a period of one year. But what's the cost of hiring somebody to record those CDs for you? Well, that's something to think about. It's a matter of additional cost to meet with people. It's an initial cost to generate the internet program, the software required. We have to outsource some people to keep the site up and moderate the posts and do all kinds of work to create this kind of coaching community. And so the total cost, if you add it all up, it comes to somewhere between $5,000 and $10,000. And if you just estimated the cost of going to college for a course which gave you a 1 hour a week a 1 hour class every day, not just 5 days a week, but even 7 days a week, plus office hours, plus other venues for student brainstorming and discussion. Averaging not just, forget Harvard, but just your state colleges or your community colleges, the average we came up with was $7,992 for a year's worth of schooling, a year's worth of class. Now, obviously, in a normal college, you only meet 5 days a week at max, and you're usually off for summer. So this could be 2 years of college, but we can, if you want to do it, working every day, and I think that's the best way to do it. You can get through it in 1 year, 365 class days, and also occasionally additional webinars, live events where people get together that I think will be very beneficial. What is the cost of all that? Well, as I said, we estimate the cost to be about somewhere between $5,000 and $10,000. Again, if you can't afford that, I don't care. Sign up and pay something. Make a donation. Make a contribution. I think the responsible thing to do, to estimate the fact that the laborer is worthy of his hire, and to the investment that I think will help solidify your commitment to the program, because if you're invested in it, you want to make more effort than if you simply get it for free. If it's for free, it goes on the bookshelf and you'll never do anything with it. But paying a fair wage and a fair cost, and if you've already gone to college, then you've made a decision to pay the university for the work that they gave you. And I think this program is worth more than what you've already been willing to pay for an inferior product. If you're thinking about going to college, I would strongly encourage you to consider the possibility of spending a year laying a foundation in the Bible and in Christianity and in the philosophy of liberty under God before you go off to especially a secular university, but even to a Christian university, which is, well, frankly, I just don't think they go into the depth that you're going to get here. So if you're ready to pray, if you're ready to sign up, We've got the donation boxes. Again, the money doesn't go into my pocket, and that's really, I forgot to mention this at the top of the audio here that you're listening to right now. I wanted to spend a little extra time on this issue of how much the cost is, because we live in an entitlement culture. We live in a culture where just everybody thinks, and maybe you think that, well, I don't think that way, but you know, everybody thinks that they're entitled to something, that they have a right to this and a right to that, a right to health care, a right to a job that doesn't require much work but pays high wages, a right to an education, a right to have my student loans paid off, a right to everything. We're entitled to everything. And when we're finished working and we retire, we have a right for people who are working to pay our retirement. And we all think we can get something for nothing. And we all think the government can create whatever we want out of thin air. And this infects us all. And we all think, well, you know, why should I pay for this? And you're supposed to be teaching the Bible. How can you charge people to teach them the Bible? And we all want something for free. And we also tend to envy the rich. We're in the age of the 1% versus the 99%. And those evil 1%, boy, we just don't want that. And you're thinking, gosh, $5,000, $10,000 for the college course, and gee, you're gonna get rich doing this. What if you get 1,000 people to sign up? You're gonna get rich. And we envy the rich, and we don't want to pay for a program if we think somebody else is gonna get rich because they thought of this idea and got this website up and whatever. We all have a tendency to think in these very unbiblical ways because we're a product of our time and a product of our culture. So I want you to rethink the direction of your thinking. If you realize, yeah, you know what, I have been influenced by this envy the rich culture, the class war in our age, and this entitlement culture. You can buck that culture by making a strong commitment to pay for this course, even though maybe you haven't paid as much for anything else. And Rush Limbaugh is on the radio for free, and well, we've considered some of these other objections elsewhere. Maybe another way to look at it, though, is also if you're going to church and you have an average income, and you're tithing to your church, it could be somewhere between $5,000 and $10,000, and you have to ask yourself, is that a good place for your money to go? And I'm not encouraging you to leave your church. It might be that by the end of this program, if you complete the program, you will be attending and serving in your church even more than you are now. And especially if you can develop a relationship with the hierarchy of your church so that you can make your work as an affiliate coach a part of your ministry to your church, getting other people involved in the program. And if you're tithing to your church and you're getting one sermon a week, or maybe two on Sunday and one on Wednesday, I think you should, well, ask if your money is being spent the most profitable way. So it's a good idea to ask yourself, where am I invested now that could be better invested in this program of coaching that's really going to make me extraordinary? And I've got a little bit more information there on my own personal financial status. You're probably not as poor as I am. So, and all the money that you sign up for this coaching program goes as a donation to a nonprofit tax-exempt corporation called Vine and Fig Tree. And so far, I have never been paid a penny by Vine and Fig Tree for the work I've done, which is, like I say, editing, creating thousands of web pages, which are available online to anybody. What we're providing here is the discipline program and the community of kindred spirits to make this a dedicated proposition of spending a year really building the foundations of a biblical worldview. So if you're ready, there's the box for you to make your donation. As far as I know, it's tax exempt because, as I say, this program, if it's really beyond your payment, I make it available for free. So whatever donation you make, it's a donation and it's tax deductible. And in some cases you can deduct your expenditures for education, but you still get a deduction for this as well. I thank you for listening. I thank you for considering the importance of this investment, and I look forward to seeing you on the enrollment page when you successfully complete your donation, and we'll hopefully be getting started as soon as we can. Thanks very much.